Okay, Yashikov, again, to people coming out. Generally, or sometimes, it can be hard to find a connection to Talmud Torah in the Parsha. And as we've noticed in the past, it requires a bit of creativity. But this week is very easy, because we have a famous Gemara and a famous Mari Makom regarding the importance of Talmud Torah. Right here in Parshas Balak, the Gemara in Sota Mem Zayin Maral says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo'olam Yasok Adam B'Torah V'Mitzvos. A person should always learn to engage in Torah mitzvos. The Afal Pi Shalom Lishma, Shemitoch Shalom Lishma, Balishma. Even if your initial learning of Torah is not always for the right reasons of getting close to Hashem and knowing Torah Hashem, you can even start with reasons that are Shalom Lishma. Because if you start learning Torah Shalom Lishma for the wrong reasons, it will eventually come Lishma. How do we know this? From this week's parsha, Shabbeschar Arba'im Vishnaim Ar Korbanos Sheikriv Balak Melech Moav. For the merit of the 42 korbanos that Balak, the king of Moab, offered, Zacha v'yatzasam imenu Rus. And he merited to have a granddaughter later on, Rus. V'shiyatzam imenu Shlomo. And Rus came Shlomo, Shekasu Bey, Elef Olos Yala Shlomo. He offered 1,000 korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that even though Balak offered korbanos in this very skewed and sick way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end, it paid off, and there was something within his Mesorah, in his genealogy, that led that good things came from this Lo Lishma becoming Lishma. And this is brought in Gemaras and Sachem as well, and other places in Nazir, and it's brought Lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodei in Reishmam, Vav, Sif, Chaf, and Tosis and Brachos here, and in Tainus and all the other Gemaras says, what's the Shalo Lishma, what's the classic Shalo Lishma? To learn Torah for Kavod. That people will give you a big ashakach. Oh, he's going to learn. He's such a tzaddik. Or a person learns Torah and people will think that he knows a lot and people respect him. That's the Shalom Lishma that Tosis is talking about. But really, it could be any Shalom Lishma, whether it's candy for children or whether it's money for people. They're taking a dirshu test and things like that. A Shalom Lishma is a good way to get your foot into the base medrash. And this is all cited halacha by the Shach, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, and the Chayadim as well. How does Shalom Lishma work? What's the mechanism? What's working inside? If you do something Shalom Lishma, it will become Lishma. So the Beis Halevi writes in Parshas Yisro that it's similar to the idea of the Rambam. The Rambam writes a number of places that we are kofa. We force a person to do a certain mitzvah. Why? Because inside every Jew is the desire to say Rotza Ani, that I want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do the right thing. But sometimes we need to force the person to realize what his will actually is. And so it's over here. We all want to learn Torah for the right reasons. We all want to learn Torah because we want to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and learn Torah in its most pristine way. But we sometimes need to remove a bit of the covering to get to the Lishma in order to get there. Because really, our Ratzon is to serve Hashem the best way. Rav Tzadok writes in the Tzidkas HaTzadok in Os Kuf Samech Zayin, Shemitoch Shalo Lishma Ba Lishma. Mitoch, Bitoch, inside the Shalo Lishma is the Lishma. If you just take away the covering inside of it, not Shemitoch that it leads to, but Bitoch, inside the Shalo Lishma is the Lishma. Inside each and every one of us is this great Avas Hashem and this great Avas HaTorah, the Nefesh HaChaim, in the Prakim. That's the section in between Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet. There's a short chapter over there, which is really the main place where Chaim Volozhiner gives his very strong opinion regarding the Hasidim at that time and what the issues were. So there he spends a great part of Perek Beis and Perek Gimel within the section of the Prakim discussing Shalom Lishma and how it works exactly. And he explains, how do you get from Shalom Lishma to Lishma? So we all decided, okay, we're going to come out, we're going to learn, maybe for the right reasons, for the wrong reasons, whatever it is. How do I get to Lishma? How do I get over the hump to move from Shalom Lishma to Lishma? So in the Ruach Chaim in Pirkei Avos and Perek Aleph, in Mishnah Yud Gimel, where the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos discusses this issue of Shalom Lishma, he says that you cannot have to start out Shalom Lishma, because you can't jump to the top of the ladder. No one is successful if they think they're going to start at 100% Lishma Limud HaTorah. And here in the Prakim in Perek Gimel, he writes, Bilti Efshar Levo Tekef Betchilas Kivias Limud LeMadregas Lishma. Ruchaim Vlajner says, it's impossible. It's impossible that a person will think that he's going to be successful in learning and he's going to start out Lishma. It has to start out Shalom Lishma. And the Nefesh HaChaim continues and he explains that the only way to move from Lo Shema to Lishma is to learn Yomam V'Layla. If you learn day and night and you push yourself to learn as much as you can, eventually the Lo Lishma will flip and turn into Lishma. And he says that's the only way you're going to get to that other stage. So keep on learning and reviewing and chazering again and again and again. And eventually you'll develop a greater sense of Avas HaTorah that will become more pure. In the Malas HaTorah, they cite the Gra who said that the meaning of Shemitok Shalol Lishma Bo Lishma is that Lishma only comes if you have in mind when learning initially Shalol Lishma that you want it to be Lishma. If a person from the beginning says, I'm always going to do it for the wrong reasons, I'm always going to do it for the food, I'm always going to do it for the kavod, and he doesn't have his mind on the Lishma at the end of the day doing it for the right reasons, then it's never going to turn around. So we see we need two things. We need to have an end goal that our Limud HaTorah should become something that is more pristine and more pure, and also, you have to learn a lot. You have to learn as much Torah as you can in order to create that Avas HaTorah as well. The Nefesh HaChaim also says in this piece that if it ends up not being Lishma at the end of your life, it's still okay. You learn a whole life of learning and it doesn't become total Lishma, it's still fine. Hashem will still accept your Torah. We're putting there as a piece in the Pachin, it's like on Shavuos and Perek Vav, in Maimer Vav. He discussed this idea as well. A person can go 70, 80 years of learning Shalom Lishma, and it's okay. Just get your foot in the base matter, start to learn, and do whatever you can to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through your own learning. Now, there's a tshuva of Lechsam Sofer and Arachayim and Simon in Reish Ches. So he is talking about being Mechaber Sfarim and writing Chidushei Torah. So the Lechsam Sofer over there says that if a person writes a Sefer and their intention is to get kavod from it, or to get honor, or to make money, or to get speaking engagements, or whatever it is, and that's why they're writing a Sefer. So the Chassam Sofer says, we don't apply Shalo Lishma Ba Lishma when it comes to writing Sfarim. It only comes to one's own personal learning, but not when it comes to the publishing of Torah. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes here in the Radei and Reish Mem Vav, in Sif Lamadal, and he also says there's no allowance of Lo Lishma when it comes to publishing a Sefer, and the kavana of the author must be l'shem Hashem v'sorasa levada. If you're going to write and publish Chidushei Torah, it only works if it is totally l'shem Shemayim. Otherwise, it's not going to be effective. Yaakov Emden writes the same thing in the Mor Kutsiya and Reish Chaf Gimel. You can only make a shechiyanu on writing a sefer if you wrote the sefer l'shma, but not for the sake of money or cover. And that is certainly one mahalach within the poskim. But that does not necessarily seem to be the minhag in Klal Yisrael, because there are people who publish Sfarim and write and do things because they want to have other things, they want to become famous, they want to make money, whatever it may be. Comes the Beis Meir in his Hakdama to the Tshuvas and Eben Ezer, and the Beis Meir says that he was extremely nervous about publishing his book of Tshuvos, because maybe his publishing is not Lishma, maybe it's coming from a place of kavod or wanting something else. But after debating back and forth, the Beis Meir says he decided to tell Shalom Lishma Baal Lishma, and he felt it was appropriate to write a sefer that because maybe he's coming from the right place. And Lushe Mordechai writes the same thing in his Hakdama to Bava Kama. Comes of Nassim B'Shtetner, the author of Lahoros Nassim of Bnei Brak, so he has all types of svarim. He published tens and tens of svarim in his lifetime. He has a Perush in Pirkei Avos, and he returns to this mission in Perek Alpha, talks about learning Torah for the proper reasons, and he says as follows. He says, the Chassam Sofer wrote that in a different generation. He says, in our generation, where we are B'ikvas of the Mashiach, we're in the heels of Mashiach, and things are weaker, and we're not as strong in learning, he says, Kol Hamar B'Harezim Meshuvach. A person who wants to publish Chidushei Torah and inspire people and get people learning, even if he's doing it for the wrong reasons, great. We need people more learning. We need greater learning. We need more publishing, more Sfarim, to get people into the Beis Medrash and exciting about learning. And therefore says, there's a chiyuv gamor, a responsibility, on anyone who can publish, they have to publish. There we will say in our generation, Shalo Lishma Valishma, because whatever we can do to inspire people to Avas HaTorah and to get people into learning, it's appropriate to publish Chidushei Torah. And he says the concern that maybe our Torah will be mixed with things that are Shalo Lishma is not our main issue. We have bigger issues to deal with when it comes to the world of Talmud Torah. If my learning is maybe not 100% Lishma, my Sefer was published for ulterior motives. And he writes, There is no greater time to act on behalf of Hashem than right now, and to get people into learning and do whatever you can to learning. And that should be for us as well. Whatever it takes to come out on nights where it's too hot, or it's too cold, or we don't want to wake up in the morning, we don't want to wake up a safer, we need to be creative with the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is extremely creative. We need to be out creativitying the Yetzirah and use whatever we can to get ourselves going and learning more and tricking ourselves, whatever we need to bribe ourselves. Some people it's food, some people it's kavod, some people it's money, friendship, schmoozing, whatever it is, to come out and to learn as much as we can and to turn eventually maybe that shalom lishma into something that is lishma. Yeah.